This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Beth.
And I'm Neil.
Nowadays, we are so used to getting food whenever we want that we've almost forgotten how we managed in the past. But for thousands of years before supermarkets, humans found food through foraging, moving from place to place, looking for wild food to eat.
Since the COVID pandemic, foraging for wild food has become popular again. Why go to the shops when you can walk into nearby countryside and parks to collect edible plants, mushrooms, and fruit for free?
Of course, you can't eat everything you find growing outside. Some poisonous plants can make you very ill. But there's something exciting about setting off on a culinary treasure hunt to find new edible plants for dinner.
In this programme, we'll be hearing about a new foraging project taking place across the UK. And, as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But first, I have a question for you, Neil. 2019 was a good year for the group Wild Food UK, with the launch of their Foraging Pocket Guide, a handbook aimed at helping foragers find and identify safe wild food to eat. So, according to the group's website, what is the most popular food foraged in the UK? Is it A, seaweed, B, berries, or C, mushrooms?
There's so much coastline in Britain, I reckon it must be A, seaweed.
OK, I will reveal the answer later in the programme. Monica Wild, known as Mo, is the author of The Wilderness Cure, a book charting her year of eating only wild food. Mo is one of a group of 26 experienced foragers taking part in the Wild Biome Project, a 3-month experiment into the health benefits of introducing wild food into your diet.
Microbiome are tiny organisms, including bacteria and fungi, which live in the human digestive system, help break down food and strengthen immune defence. The idea is that natural, unprocessed foods found in the wild support our microbiome, leading to a range of health benefits from weight loss to increased energy levels. The forager's microbiome is measured and monitored before, during, and after the experiment. Here's Mo Wild chatting with one of the foragers, Rob Gould, for BBC Radio 4's The Food Programme.
Even if you don't buy into the whole idea of fully encompassing a wild diet, because for most people it's fairly much unattainable, but for people just incorporating a small amount of wild food into their diet, you're increasing massively the amount of nutrients, the micronutrients and the vitamins that you're getting, a lot of which aren't even available regularly in your commonly bought foods.
Sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, if everybody foraged, there wouldn't be enough. But I've never noticed a shortage of nettles. And if nettles didn't grow in this country, we'd probably be flying them in as a superfood because they're so nutritious. And above all, they're free.
With the high levels of nutrients and vitamins found in wild plants like nettles, Rob has bought into the idea of foraging. If you buy into an idea, you completely believe in it.
Did you say stinging nettles, the wild plants growing everywhere, which have leaves covered in hairs that sting when you touch them?
Yes. It turns out that nettles are packed full of nutrients and vitamins, which are great for human health. In fact, they're even considered a superfood, food that contains many vitamins and other nutrients known to be very good for human health.
The Wild Biome Project hasn't finished yet, but it already seems that the foragers are feeling happier as well as healthier. They all report greater appreciation for the smell and taste of their food and say foraging has given them increased self-worth, a natural treatment for depression and anxiety. Here's one forager describing her feelings to BBC Radio 4's The Food Programme.
Found the first week I felt really quite flat, quite limited carbs coming in from chestnut flour primarily. Feeling loads better now, feeling loads better in the last few days, and I'm really enjoying the project, having a great time. In fact, I don't really want it to stop.
At the start of the experiment, this forager felt flat, low in energy, emotion or excitement. But after some weeks of wild food, fresh air and appreciation of nature, she doesn't want the project to stop.
Well, I'm convinced. So what's first on my wild food shopping list? I think it's time you revealed the answer to your question, Beth.
Right. I asked what was the most popular foraged food in the UK, and you guessed it was seaweed, which was the wrong answer. Mushrooms are the most popular foraged food. OK, let's recap the vocabulary we've learnt from this programme about foraging, looking for wild edible plants to eat.
Microbiome are tiny bacteria and organisms in the human gut, which help digest food and strengthen immunity.
If you buy into an idea, you completely believe in it.
Nettles are common nutritious edible plants with leaves covered in hairs that sting when touched.
A superfood describes a food containing many vitamins and other healthy nutrients.
And finally, the adjective flat means lacking energy, emotion or excitement, and probably means you should go outside and get foraging. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.